how frustrating was it that you weren't able to build on the last effort?
Well, very frustrated. I don't think anybody saw it coming. I think we had a great week of preparation, and to come out and turn the ball over the first, four times in the first half, I think obviously very disappointing. But even with the Hail Mary at the end, I think your guys were sparked by that. We felt like we'd go out and turn it around in the second half, and they made a couple big plays on us defensively early in the second half, and we never recovered.
You mentioned about the turnovers. How much does that set you back against any NFL team that you're playing? Because, like you said, 4 in the first half, 5 overall in the game.
Well, I've been in a lot of games. I don't know that I've ever been -5 and won one. So that didn't help matters. And, that's on us. Starts with me, and we've got to get better.
It seemed like with everything that was going on, when you got the Hail Mary touchdown 50-yard pass at the end of the first half, it gave some life, some momentum, only down by one score. But then they come out and they score immediately. Was that the turning point of the game, would you say?
Well, I like to think we kind of hung in there for longer than that. But, that is how it kind of went. And, unfortunately, we didn't respond.
Any positives that you look for going forward?
Well, I think we ran the ball effectively. I think Jordan Howard had another good, solid performance. He did have a fumble on top of that, but there's not a whole lot of positives.
Bears obviously have been snake bitten by injuries all season. What can you say? What do you know right now about Kyle Long?
Other than it's an ankle injury, I don't know the extent of it. I'm sure our medical people will keep me posted.